Today's daf is Erev and daf Mem Aleph. Our daf continues with questions that Rabbah asked Rav Huna. So Barbe Rav Diyasa B'tanisa B'mal Shabbat B'mal Shlume. He wanted to know if a person fasts on Erev Shabbos, a personal fast, is he allowed to be mashed on that fast? So the Gemara says that Rav Huna didn't know the answer, Rav Yehuda didn't know the answer, but they tried a couple of rayas. First rayas, you have a brisa, Chalios Tishbav B'Erev Shabbos. If Tishbav falls out on Friday, a person should eat a kibetza of food before Shabbos so that he not enter into Shabbos while he's starving. So if we don't even complete Tisha B'Av on Friday, Kal V'Chomer, we're not going to complete a private fast that a person is taking upon himself on Friday. The second raya was from Rabbi Akiva also, and when he had a person when Tisha B'Av fell on Erev Shabbos, he would dafki eat an egg before Shabbos. He wasn't even hungry. He would just do it to show the Talmidim that you're not supposed to go into Shabbos when you're hungry, to show them that's the halacha. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi holds that just like when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we end Shabbos without having eaten. We stop eating toward the end of Shabbos. So too, when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, we go into Shabbos without having eaten. Amar Ula halach Rabbi Yossi. So Ula says we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, really? Mi avdin and Rabbi Yossi? Do we really paskin like Rabbi Yossi? We have a Mishnah in Tainis that according to Rabbi Gamliel, we don't complete the fast on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri confirmed after Rabbi Gamliel died that we should continue to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that we should not complete the fast. We should make sure we eat something before Shabbos begins. So the Gemara said, no, but Dorish Rabbi Gamliel, Avad Rabbi Gamliel. In Rabbi Gamliel's generation, and apparently soon after he died, they did like Rabbi Gamliel. But Dorish Rabbi Yossi, Avad Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yossi's generation, they did like Rabbi Yossi, and they did complete the fast. So we prove from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddok that we would complete a fast on the day before a family's personal holiday, but that we cannot complete a fast on the day before Shabbos, because there's a difference between the day before a personal holiday and the day before Shabbos. A personal Yom Tov is a much more lenient fast, and it's much more lenient in that Misanin Bo Sha'os. On a personal holiday, you're allowed to fast a little bit during the day. On Shabbos, you're not even allowed to fast a little bit, not even a few hours. So on the Erev of the personal holiday, we're going to allow a complete fast. On the Erev of a Shabbos, we're not going to allow a complete fast. Abaye thought that we can bring a raya from the statement of the Chachamim, which said, Misane Umashlim, that we must pass in Rabbi Yossi. What does Misane Umashlim mean? It must mean that you complete a fast on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara says, no, it's possible. The Chacham said you complete, when they said Misanu Mashlim, they weren't talking about Erev Shabbos. They were talking about Chanukah, Purim, but not Erev Shabbos. So we originally thought that we can prove that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav never said Misanu Mashlim about Erev Shabbos, because when he was asked directly about fasting on Erev Shabbos, he said he didn't know. But the Gemara says, no, at first he didn't know, then later on he found out. Same thing with Rav Huna. At first he didn't know, later on he found out. So the Gemara comes with a conclusion, Darish Marzutra Mishmeid Rav Huna, Halacha Misanu Mashlim. The Halacha is that you're allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mashlim the fast. That was the end of Perek B'chol Ma'arvin. Then we began the next Perek, the fourth Perek of Masechas Erevin, Mishal Tziu Nachrma Ruach Ra in Loel Dalanamos. The Mishnah says when somebody was taken beyond the Tchum Shabbos, either by Goyim or because he went crazy and he ended up wandering outside the Tchum Shabbos, he's only allowed to walk within his Dalanamos of where he ends up. But if they bring him back into the city, then he could walk through the entire city. If he was brought into a different city or a different Tchum Shabbos, different enclosure, there's a Machlokas Tanaim. Is he allowed to walk throughout that entire area, or is he also limited to only Dalanamos? Is he also limited to only walking within four amos? Various Tanaim did like whatever their opinion said, and they found themselves when they found themselves in a boat beyond the Tchum. Some walked in the entire boat, and others kept within the Dalet Amos, within that area of the boat. They were Machmir al Atzman. The Mishnah concludes with the story of a boat that had docked late Friday night, and they weren't sure if they were allowed to get off the boat. So Rav Gamliel told them, no, I saw already when the sun was setting that we were already within the Tchum Shabbos, and therefore we're allowed to disembark, we're allowed to get off the boat. Since the Mishnah mentioned a Ruach Ra, a person who became deranged, so the Gemara brings three sets of three things, the first of which includes the idea of Ruach Ra. First it says, Shlosh Dvar Ma'avernes Adam Aldaita Valdas Kono, three things cause a person to go against himself and against Hashem, and a person should therefore daven to avoid these things, idolaters, becoming deranged, and poverty. Second thing we say is, Shlosha Inron Pnei Gehenim, there are three types of people who don't need Gehenim because they suffer so much in this world that they get all their Gehenim down here, and we need to know this because we should know to accept such such suffering with love, because we know that it's Hashem telling us that in the next world everything is going to be okay for us. That's people who experience poverty, people who experience stomach problems, and people who have creditors. Some say that an Isha Ra'a also belongs on the list. Others say, no, just divorce her if you have an Isha Ra'a. But the first opinion says, no, you can't just divorce her. What if your ksub is $1 million and you don't have $1 million? So you're stuck with the Isha Ra'a. So that certainly is Gehenna on earth. And the third thing is Shlosha Mason Kshem Misaprin. There are three types of people that could die so suddenly that we should always have shrouds prepared for them. People with stomach problems, post-birth complications, and a mouth disease called Hidroken. The Gemara then tells us, Amram Nachman Amr Shmuel, Misha said that if the Goyim who took the person out of his Tchum bring him back into the Tchum, he could walk through the entire city. So Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel adds that if he had originally left on his own free will, even if Goyim bring him back in, he's not allowed to walk the whole city, he's only allowed to walk Dalet Amos. Although this can be learnt out from one interpretation of the Mishnah, Rav Nachman is teaching us not to interpret the Mishnah in that way, and to learn this as a separate Chiddush. A person who's limited to his four Amos can go beyond the Dalet Amos to relieve himself in a private area, because God will cover a Briyah Shadach Alos Seisha B'Torah. For the sake of human dignity, he's allowed to violate the Isra of Tchum Shabbos. The Chachamim of Narda said that he pikechu ayilu tchuma v'kivinta al al. If he's smart about it, if he finds himself outside the tchum and he needs to go to the bathroom, he should find a private place in his Tchum Shabbos to go to the bathroom, and then he's back in his Tchum Shabbos. He's going to be allowed to walk throughout the entire city if he's clever about it. Okay.